entertain a motion to come back into regular session.
Get the clipboard.
I'll make it.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second.
Yes.
Mrs. Deaver, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now back in regular session.
Here, Mabel.
I'm Mabel Granke, and I am representing the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust and also myself.
Eleanor Welly, resident of West Rehoboth.
You go ahead, Eleanor.
Okay. And what we're here for today is the petition against a gun shop that is about to open in West Rehoboth on Herburn Road. And I'm not for that. And the reason I opposed the gun shop is back in 2008, I lost my son through gang violence, which was beaten in the head with guns and brass knuckles.
Excuse me, Mr. President. Mr. Lank, is that something that would come before planning and zoning?
Actually, the gun shop that is proposed is in an existing commercial district. It's retail sales only. There's no process to go before the commission or the council.
Okay, I just want to make sure we were not commenting on something that would be before zoning.
No.
Go ahead.
No. Go ahead, Ellen.
Okay. So my opposed the gunshot is just because of, you know, for that reason. And back in 2008, you know, I began to do peace marches against violence and guns. The young man that beat my son in the head with the butt of the gun and three other guys beat him in the head with brass knuckles. He lasted about 4 weeks, you know, and then he passed away. So I feel that putting a gun shop in that community, which we have tried so hard to, you know, bring it back together, you know, we have dealt with a lot of drug issues there, you know. We have had brought affordable housing, you know, in that community, trying to make the community better. And I know Mr. Katz said that he was going to have high security, but I'm thinking, and my thought is, if a thief wants to get into something, they will find a way to get in. So I oppose the gunshot for, you know, such reason. And even back, you know, going looking at the Trayvon Martin situation and the people that beat my son was brought to justice but only served 3 months and 5 years of probation. And Coley Marchman is his name, is no longer here, you know, with us. And we cannot go back and retry the individuals again. So I oppose the gunshot for such that reason that I'm afraid that if that were to happen and someone were to go into that gun shop perhaps, and it could be somebody from my community or it could be just one person at large, to be able to oppose that gun shop, that this would not happen to any other mother, you know, would have to bury their child, you know, due to violence and guns. And that's why I oppose it. Coley was only 34 years old. So thank you for hearing me out.
Sorry, you want the petitions?
Oh, and I have 209 signatures of position that, you know, opposes the gunshot, including Mrs. Beth Doty, who is the president of the Community Land Trust. I'm the vice president, that we are trying to put affordable housing in West Rehoboth and trying to make West Rehoboth a better place. And I also do thank you from the CRC for to help with our water.
I'm sorry for your loss, too.
Thank you.
I wanted to present the letter because we originally sent the petitions up to the Department of Justice, hoping that there was something there that could help us with this concern. And they were returned to us with a specific recommendation that we present them to the County Council. And what I find interesting is that in the letter, which was sent to us from the Department of Justice, I'm going to give it to you, and signed by the Chief of Staff, it says, your concern for such a business to be located there, meaning West Rehoboth, is quite understandable. And then the next paragraph makes the specific recommendation that we present these petitions to you. And I would like to remind you that back in May, there was a significant gun robbery in Seaford. 2 days later, there was gun violence in West Rehoboth. And one of the guns that had been taken from the Seaford gun shop was used in event in West Rehoboth. So this is an example of how fast something can happen. And I think that, yes, it is a commercial district. Yes, it is a permitted. But what has to also be taken into consideration is the site and the community that it is going to impact. And so I hope that this can be the consideration that you give at this time. This community does not need a gun shop which invites the kind of violence that they're trying so hard to combat and help the children know what is our healthy choices and how to take care of themselves. Thank you.
What would you suggest the county council do?
I think that you need to look at this commercial zone from that very standpoint of the fact that if you have a permitted use, you also have to take into consideration where it is and the impact it represents in terms of the surrounding community.
So you're suggesting an ordinance which modifies our current commercial zone.
Absolutely,
and what
that
is
has to be.
In the commercial zone.
Yes, because.
And whose district is this?
I'm sorry?
Ms. Beaver?
No, West Rehoboth.
It's Mr. Cole's district.
Okay.
However, also, what needs to be taken into consideration and why commercial zone can be so dangerous, actually, is it's a laundry list of uses. And so somebody can say, oh, okay, that's allowed in a commercial use. You know, there's something called an abattoir, which is a fancy name for a facility that takes care of animals and slaughters them and prepares them. Can you imagine? That's a commercial use. Can you imagine having that in a residential community? So there's a logic and common sense that has to be applied, as well as the fact that you permit people. That's why your conditional use process is so necessary, so that if a use is going to be looked at, it's going to be looked at from the standpoint of, is it in the public good to place a use of a certain nature in a residential community in particular?
Let me just say that the council members have the authority to draft and encourage the staff to draft ordinances. I believe you should approach a council member and see if they would do that for you, and we would consider it. Rather than just, you know, speaking, take action, approach a council member.
Well, what we wanted to do, though, is to bring this issue to the forefront in terms of the total consideration, and also let you know of the deep concern of a vast number of people who do not understand, and the fact that, you see, someone who applies for a commercial use, it doesn't. Did you know, or at least to my surprise, the captain at Troop 7 didn't know that this had been until it became public too late in the procedure.
But Ms. Granke, you can speak and talk about it all you want, or you can actually attempt to have something done.
Well, sir, we're starting here today by letting all of you know. And Mr. Cole is, we know Mr. Cole will help us.
Dare you.
Thank you very much.
If I could remind council members, normally it's a 3-minute period that we allow someone to speak.
That's what my understanding.
And secondly, under our rules of procedure, it is the president of the council is the only one that should be addressing anyone who speaks during the other business. I know there's a desire to speak, but you know, this is something that's new, not on the agenda. So the person has had an opportunity to speak.
My apologies.
And I do thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Now we'll take another motion to go back into executive session, or go into executive session for land acquisition.
Yes, I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We're going to executive session for land acquisition.